A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You won't hear a bad word said about Virgil van Dijk in this studio, out of my mouth, etc., etc., but you might do for the next few minutes because, like, you know, we've all sung his praises from the hilltops this season because he has been back to his best. He's been by far and away the best centre-back in this Premier League without a shadow of a doubt so far this season. He's been imperious. He's been loads and loads of other superlatives that you could use, but he was the opposite of most of them today, Chris, because he just wasn't at it at all. And it was obviously sort of summed up in that calamitous mix-up with Alisson Becker, which we discussed earlier on, but he just has to come and deal with it. But moreover, his performance today just wasn't it at all. Like, even you mentioned about Konate's use of the ball, Van Dijk had his problems in that department as well.
It was bad. First five minutes or so, he's dawdling on the ball and gives an opportunity away for them, and it never really improved, did it? You know, there was no diagonals, there was no movement from players that John's just mentioned up front, but it comes down to it, that second goal, and I know we've just talked about it on the Instant Match Reaction, but we'll say it again here, he's got to take control of that situation. Yeah. He's got to head the ball back to Alisson Becker so that Alisson can pick the ball up freely. I don't know what you're doing there, mate. It's not often he misjudges the ball. I think he thought it was going into the area, and it wasn't. There wasn't enough time for the ball to get into the penalty area. It's shocking for that. He gets a touch on the third as well. It's just a really poor performance from the captain, our most experienced player, probably, give or take. Mm-hmm. But between the two of them, you know, there are two talismans, there are two world-class players in the team.
How many people say and believe it, and it's true, that they were the catalyst for the change in Liverpool Football Club to a well-beaten side, those two signings. And there they were today, just having, you know, Keystone Cops moments, you know. It was just ridiculous, wasn't it?
If you'd have said, listen, lads, it's going to be a bad day today, John. There's going to be two players that fuck up. Who are the last two, you say?
Alisson and...
I mean, Nunes is top of your list, isn't it?
Yeah. You're absolutely spot on. Yeah.
Is it going to be Alisson and Van Dijk?
No.
And yet it was.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been Trent. You could see that. I mean, he did have one little flaw early on, didn't he, when he did he pulled it back and then did a little flick straight to one of their players outside the penalty area. Yeah. That's the kind of thing you think of if you think of mistakes. You don't think of a situation where their forward ends up with the ball and an open goal in front of him.
Wondering how he's completely unmarked and where everyone's on the floor nearby.
Listen.
He must have thought that the magic boomerang had been thrown.
And to be fair, while we're talking about Van Dijk, does he step up too soon in the build-up to the first?
Yeah, quite possibly.
And one of them, does he hold them all on sides?
But yeah, we're side open for that first as well. And, you know, whatever you think about the goal itself and how it sort of comes about, it's not good across the back line, of course, isn't. But again, Virgil van Dijk is the captain inside and most certainly the leader of the back line. So whatever happens back there partly falls on him.
And you don't know how much that's affected Alisson, you know, having your captain in front of you, who's the rock, suddenly being crumbly, you know.
Crumbly is an understatement.
Maybe that's why Alisson was at fault as well.
Yeah. But like I said, for the goal itself, for me, Van Dijk, as you said, has to deal with it, has to. And the minute he doesn't, Alisson starts to think shit, and therefore comes all far too late, and then they get in each other's way. It's a mess. I compared it earlier on to Quebec and Alisson at Leicester all them years ago, and in no way, shape or form I think I'll be sat here comparing Virgil van Dijk and Ozan Quebec today. But there we go. It kind of sums up his performance, which again, you know, we had a couple of last-ditch blocks, and you think, okay, I can live with that Virgil van Dijk, but for me, just how passive he was in possession at times, like you say, how lackluster, just a real sort of a lack of sort of enthusiasm in terms of getting it going and getting us going at times. It just felt all too passive.
But then also, sorry, John, there was part of his performance where, you know, what Virgil does is he defends by dropping off a lot, doesn't he? We've spoke about it for years now. I thought he was really aggressive with Havertz today and trying to step up onto the halfway line. And normally when he does do that, it's few and far between and he'll win the ball. He didn't today. He was being... He just played it in a different way, and I don't know what that was about, and it felt like lax in possession, but uber aggressive out of possession, and I don't know, just it didn't feel like, I don't know whether I'm right, it didn't feel like he was playing his natural game today.
No. It's difficult to know why any of them played the way they did today, other than that Arsenal, you know, forced them into to being different. But, I mean, also, when you need a captain, when you're getting beat, Virgil just didn't seem to me to be captaining very well. No. I didn't see any drive or determination from him. I didn't see any, you know, and I'm not talking about aggression in the in his game. I'm just thinking about, you know, urging people on, urging people to get a grip and stuff like that. I just didn't see any of that at all.
Yeah. Maybe he knew he had an off day, but of his own standards as
That must be one of the hardest things to do as a captain, isn't it? When you have an absolute fucking stinker and you're trying to tell everyone to be better, it just, it comes across so disingenuous almost, doesn't it?
It's difficult.
Henderson's had it, you know, over the years when he when he's been captain. I mean, it is tough, but you're the captain for a reason. It's not just your performance; it's who you are as a leader.
Yeah.
And you've still got to show that. You can't shrink into yourself, and it's hard for Virgil van Dijk to shrink anywhere. But I think he managed it today.
No, he did. Yeah, there's leading by example, and then there's what we've seen today. The number, anyone?
I go four again, me.
I'm tempted to go three, but I'll go four. Go on.
Okay, four. Wow, it wasn't good.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.